Alaskans crowded onto the Washington Mall today, along with people from across the country and around the world, to watch Barack Obama become the 44th President of the United States.
Obama! 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 Obama!
Democratic Senator Mark Begich had one of the best seats of any Alaskan. He was up on the Capitol stage about 30 feet from the new president. He says the vantage point was pretty incredible.
When you look out and you look beyond the podium and you're looking down the mall there and all the way to the Washington Monument was tens and tens and tens of thousands of people, which was an unbelievable, unbelievable sight.
In that huge crowd were about 300 students from the Anchorage School District. That massive group of middle and high school students had the trip planned a year ago, long before President Obama was even the Democratic nominee. Everyone, including the administrators and chaperones, paid their own way. Carrie Sumner is the assistant principal at Central Middle School. She says all the kids wore hats that said Inauguration 09 on the front and Alaska on the back.
And that was a huge conversation starter. People would stop us and say, are you really from Alaska? People were shooting pictures of us because we were from Alaska. People would say, oh, do you know Sarah Palin? And that was pretty much the only Palin question we were getting. They were just so excited to see people from Alaska.
Sumner says the students woke up at 4:30 this morning and have been on their feet walking all day, but no one is complaining. Emma Hill is an eighth grader who made the trip. She says there was so much energy and excitement on the mall, it was just crazy.
Amazing. I feel so lucky because I know it's so important and such a big part of history.
Hill is attending the student inaugural ball this evening with the rest of the group from the Anchorage School District. Social studies teacher Pam Collins from Golden View Middle School says the whole event has been incredible and somewhat overwhelming for the students.
They have never seen so many people in their lives. And I think it was probably millions of people. The crowds were incredible. There were strong moments of silence and just enthusiastic energy.
Alaskans who couldn't make it to D.C. didn't let that stop them from celebrating the historic moment. Residents gathered in large and small parties around the state, marking the inauguration. Charlene Kowchek held a breakfast gathering at her house in Anchorage. She's half Inupiaq and half white and says she appreciates that the new president has the unique perspective that goes along with a mixed race background.
When you come from two different races, it just shapes you in a way that is really unique and challenging at times. And it's a lifelong learning process in how to not just live in the world, but live with yourself and who you are. And it gives you insight. And I was excited to see someone from his particular background because I think that's going to help him relate to everyone. Because it's a very mixed world now.
More than 1,200 people watched the event on the big screen this morning in Juneau Centennial Hall. Amid the cheers, there were tears as people of all ages, political stripes, and races watched the 44th president and the first Black American take the oath of office.
I was so proud, so happy. It was really, really neat.
I never thought I'd see this day, you know, a minority president. I'm old enough to know that I've seen these signs, no natives allowed. And to see, you know, the laws come into an effect and to have a minority being inaugurated as president, just a wonderful day, just wonderful.
This is one of the happiest days I can remember. It just talks about our responsibility, and I think that's the bottom line.
Kathleen Donohoe immigrated to the United States from Ireland 16 years ago. She has never applied for her citizenship.
When I listened to his speech, I pledged that today I would register to take the citizenship classes because I want to now be American.
The event was sponsored by the Juneau World Affairs Council. Heritage Coffee provided a special roast called Obama Blend and couldn't keep up with the crowd. They were expecting about 300 people, but ended up giving out well over 2,000 cups of coffee.